The international room of the Conrad Hilton was packed with 2,000 men, and the only other women in sight were waitresses. Richard had accompanied Florentino to Chicago and was seated next to Senator Tower. When Florentino rose to address the gathering, she was trembling. She began by assuring the vets of her commitment to a strong America, and then went on to tell them of her pride in her father, when he had been awarded the Bronze Star by President Truman, and of her greater pride in them for having served their country in America's first unpopular war. The veterans whistled and banged their tables in delight. She reminded them of her commitment to the MX missile system and her determination that Americans would live in fear of no one, especially the Soviets. "I want Moscow to know," she said, "that there may be some men in Congress who would be happy to compromise America's position, but not this woman." The vets cheered again. "The isolationist campaign that President Reagan is pursuing will not help Poland in its present crisis, or whichever nation the Russians decide to attack next. At some point, we must stand firm and not wait until the Soviets are camped along the Canadian border." Even Senator Tower showed his approval of that sentiment. Florentino waited for complete silence before saying, "I have chosen tonight, while I am assembled with a group of people whom everyone in America admires, to say that as long as there are men and women who are willing to serve their country as you have done, I hope to continue to serve in the public life of this great nation. And to that end, I intend to submit my name as a candidate for the United States Senate." Few people in the room heard the word Senate, because pandemonium broke out. Everyone in the gathering who could stand stood, and those who couldn't banged their tables. Florentina ended her address with the words, "I pledge myself to an America that does not fear war from any aggressor. At the same time, I pray that you are the last group of veterans this country ever needs." When she sat down, the cheering lasted for several minutes, and Senator Tower went on to praise Florentina for one of the finest speeches he had ever heard.